Hi, Susan.
Hey, Sister Joe. Welcome to Dipstooch. How's it going?
Everything's going great.
Well, this is very special. We have a recording where we're together. You're visiting for the weekend. So thanks for joining me live.
I know. I love coming down to visit with you. Yeah. We live 2 hours apart. So the drive kind of sucks, but you know, getting down here and being with you and Mom and Dad is great.
Yeah, we just had Veterans Day and we were able to thank our parents for their service and others. So we want to say thank you to the veterans out there.
Yeah, Mom was a sergeant in the Army in Okinawa, Japan in the 50s. And Dad?
That's right. He was for a while a tank operator and then a driver in the Army in Germany.
Right. So
in the 50s as well, yeah.
They put their time in.
That's right. They did. Time in, yep. And also wanted to say a happy belated birthday to my daughter who turned 19 on Monday, November 9th. Crazy, I have a 19-year-old. So happy belated birthday to Gigi.
Happy birthday, Gigi.
So it's kind of nice. She's 19. And besides her being special and not really understanding birthday parties, I did think, you know, wow, it's great to not have to do any planning like when they were young. Do you remember like, oh my God, birthday parties.
Birthdays were, for me, they were the worst. It was like a month before the party, I'd have to kind of feel out the kids to see what they wanted to do. And, you know, some parties were bowling parties and some parties were parties with piñatas and you know, there was always that one kid at the party that would, you know, have a nervous breakdown and I just
wanted their mom to come pick them up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just look forward to the day when I said to my kids, do you want to have a birthday party? And they said no.
Wow.
When they got to that age where they were like done with birthday parties, I was so done with birthday parties.
Yeah, I was lucky. Well, you had your kids in the 80s and 90s, and my kids were born in the 2000s. And plus, I was living in Portland, Oregon at the time, which was very like earthy, crunchy, and stuff. So, like, my birthday parties, I remember one, Dimitri had a kickball party. We just, like,
went
to the park and had a kickball game. And I made quesadillas on the flat grill and just wrapped them in foil and brought them along and had a bowl of grapes. And the kids just had that. And then, of course, cupcakes. Didn't even make a cake. It was perfect. And Gigi had one time where I actually special ordered it wasn't from the store. It was from this place that made piñatas. It was this place that was run by some local Mexican-Americans, and they made them to order, and I got a Cinderella piñata. And the thing
with organic crap in it, right?
Probably, yeah. But I don't know because we couldn't get it open because it was made so it was like paper mache that was hardened because they probably made it a few days before. And George, my husband at the time, had to go out back with a bat and like whack the shit out of it and then brought it back in because it was these little three-year-old girls like, I can't open it. They're whacking it and stuff. So finally we had to like tear it open. And was it worth it?
I mean, was it really worth it?
Oh, the kids at the time were like exhausted, pulling muscles, like their shoulders were pulled, like they were like dislocating their shoulders.
What a disappointment for the kids.
It was crazy because like there was like five of them. They kept like, okay, your turn again. Oh, your turn again. Like, it was like crazy.
Was it just to get the kids exhausted? That's what happened.
So that was crazy. And then
there was nothing at the end of the tunnel. There was nothing.
It was crazy. And then we did, you know, the theme parties, right? I'm sure you had themes. Like, one of our themes was Blue's Clues. Oh my God, Blue's Clues was huge.
Oh, not for me.
What was one of the themes you remember?
He-Man. He-Man. And my ex made a wonderful cake with all these action figures on it. And that was a party where my oldest went to his room and didn't want to come out. So he was the one at the party that was a little bit high maintenance. But we ended up getting him out. But yeah, the theme was He-Man. And he had a He-Man toothbrush too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's some serious He-gear.
And it wasn't just it wasn't just He-Man. The other big thing, we didn't have a theme party for it, but the other big thing going on when he was young was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah.
And I know they made a comeback.
Apparently. I'm out of the loop, so I don't know. Everything has become live action, or I don't know what. That was a live action at the time, though. But
yeah.
Yeah, I can remember when Adam turned, who's your oldest, Adam turned 3? 4? Yeah. 5?
I think he was very young. He was 3 or 4.
And our brother Dan was there. And
well, I asked Dan to dress up in a costume.
Well, did you rent the costume?
Yeah, I did.
You had it rented.
Yeah.
And so there was only like 3 or 4, maybe 3 kids there. Two of them were the kids that I babysat that lived a few doors down that I invited.
Oh, okay.
And then I think he had a couple of friends. Not a lot. No. Because it was at Mom and Dad's house.
Right, but he had a number of friends. There was probably 5 kids that we had from his daycare or whatever. Yeah.
So how did it go? What happened?
Well,
did it go over well?
Well, it was one of those things. We all get ready for the party, and Uncle Dan, who is an absolute sweetheart, get dressed up in the costume. I think it was a Cookie Monster costume, and I asked him to do that for me so he could come into the party and be Cookie Monster. Well, my son took one look at him. And looked at the costume, and he looked again, he looked at the costume, and then he kind of panned down and looked and saw the sneakers. And he was like, Uncle Dan?
And meanwhile, the little girl I babysat was screaming bloody murder because she was horrified and so frightened by this big Cookie Monster. I can remember she was like, they had to leave. Do you remember? It was Stacy and Nikki, who I just reconnected with on Facebook, which is crazy. I was doing something and someone goes, Susan? You know, like one of those things like, you used to babysit me. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe
it. Oh, that makes you feel old.
Person's in their 30s. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was an interesting party. But I don't miss that so much. I think themes are kind of fun. I like to do different things. But I mean, growing up, there were no theme parties at our house.
I didn't have a birthday party. I think I remember having one birthday party, or actually two. One when I was little, and because Mom wasn't into it. She didn't want to have parties. But she did have one when I was, I don't know. I remember I was friends with Kathleen Cook, and I invited her, and then her and a couple of other people. And then when I had my sweet 16, I got to invite a bunch of friends over.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's funny because I remember having one birthday party. And I remember I was at Hilder School. I was in second or third grade. And it was right after school. And we all sat around the table. And there was like 4 friends. And we had cake and ice cream. And then that was it. They were gone. It was like an hour maybe, because then we had dinner. It was so weird. But I don't, you know, and I think I remember Tim having a birthday party when he turned 13. And that's the famous story that Colin told at Dad's roast that we had, his living wake.
What happened?
No, it wasn't that. But I apologize. I went with Dad when he took Tim and 3 or 4 friends to see the new James Bond movie, and it was Octopussy. So Dad and I sat together and watched Octopussy while the boys were like up front, and it was the most bizarre thing to watch with your father. I think I was 9.
Oh,
so
geez.
It was kind of weird, but
I don't think that's a great pick for a movie for kids, do you?
I don't know. I just remember not being so interested in wanting to be sitting with the boys. I mean, that's kind of where I wanted to be at the time.
Yeah. I always want to be sitting with the boys.
But I
playing with the boys, fighting with the boys, running with the boys,
kissing the boys.
No, I was a tomboy. No, I was a tomboy. I always tell Jame I ran with the wolves.
Yeah,
you know, our neighborhood was rough and tumble.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of outdoor skating, a lot of sledding, a lot of sledding. Remember sledding all the time?
I don't remember sledding, but we used to get up in the morning and on the weekends and get up really early and walk to the bog.
Yeah.
And the bog was frozen over.
With our skates around our neck.
Yeah. The bog was frozen over and we would skate all day long.
All day.
It was amazing.
Oh my God. And we did the same thing. I love that place. And I was so sad to hear that it was gone. They ended up draining it to make sure because of mosquitoes.
Well, they probably built houses over there.
Maybe. It was so much fun. It would go from till dark.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we were talking about this with Dan, actually, about how if dad tied our skates on us, like they weren't coming off, we would walk home in our skates.
Oh, my God.
If we didn't bring our guards, we would walk home on metal, on pavement, or actually we'd cut through some yards, so it would be... Like, can you imagine waking up in the morning and looking at your lawn and just seeing, like, these two cut lines? Like, what the heck? What kind of animal made these? Because we cut through quite a few yards.
Oh, you had to, yeah.
Yeah, or else it would take too long, yeah. So
and we always paired up. We always had our friends on the in the neighborhood. Like, Bethy would always come over.
Yeah.
And get me, and Joey would always come and get Dan, and I don't know who you hung out with
the skater
down the street,
No,
though.
That was before her, though.
Oh, that was before her. So you went with
Tim,
our brother Tim.
Yeah, I just went whenever he went. I just went, and I would meet, the Waltons would be down there maybe, or Jody would be down there, Jody Valianti. So we just, it didn't matter. Like, there was always just kids around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was never any adults.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And it wasn't weird.
Ever.
It was just, we just skated. And there were like these secret places you could go. It was awesome. I miss that. And so with winter coming up, I'm reminded of just the great times we had.
Well, you know what? We did have really great times. Unfortunately, I grew up to be a person that absolutely hates the winters. But
I know.
But looking back, if you have an activity in the winter, it makes it go by so much better, and it's definitely, you know, something that you really should embrace. I haven't embraced it yet, but it definitely is.
Winter
something.
Loved by the young and hated by Joe. Winter's wasted on the youth, is that what they say? Anyways, well, it's been great catching up with you in person. So I'm going to say good night, and I look forward to the next one.
Me too.
Dip stitch out.
Dip stitch out. Bye-bye.